Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Bealoscha, we hear all about the very specific way Bnei Yisrael traveled in the wilderness. Which Shvatim traveled first? Which traveled last? Where was the Aron Kodesh during these travels? Etc., etc. And the Torah tells us that Yisro, Moshe's father-in-law, decided to return to Midian. And then the Torah says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayis'u Mehar Hashem Derech Shloshes Yamim. Bnei Yisrael traveled from Har Sinai for 3 days. Va'aron Bris Hashem Nosea Lifnei Derech Shloshes Yamim, and the Aron Kodesh traveled ahead of them for 3 days, Lasur Lahem Menucha, to scout out a resting place for them. What is this Aron? What is this ark that the Pasuk is referring to? When did it travel in the wilderness? How did it travel in the wilderness? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on this Pasuk and in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Ekev that this Aron was not the Aron that Bezalel built when he built the Mishkan. Rather, this Aron was the Aron that Hashem told Moshe to build in Parshas Ekev in Dvarim Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph. There Hashem told Moshe, right before Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get the second set of Luchos, Hashem said to Moshe, Va'asisa lecha Aron eitz, make a wooden Aron. It was this wooden Aron that went with Bnei Yisrael into battle, said Rashi. And it was this Aron that held the first Luchos, the broken Luchos. And it also held the second Luchos until the regular golden Aron was built. And once the golden Aron was built, that golden Aron held the intact second Luchos, and the wooden Aron still held the broken Luchos. And it was that wooden Aron with the broken Luchos that went to war with Bnei Yisrael. And how did these two Aronos travel? The wooden Aron with the broken Luchos went out to war, and it was the wooden Aron that the Torah was referring to when it says in Baaloscha, Va'aron Bris Hashem Nosea Lifneihem Derech Shloshes Yamim. And for this first journey of Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says that it was this wooden Aron that went ahead of the camp the distance of a 3-day journey. But the golden Aron with the second Luchos stayed in the camp and traveled with the Mishkan in the middle of the camp, as we heard in Parshas Bamidbar in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. That is all Rashi's understanding of the golden Aron and the wooden Aron, and it's based on a Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Shkalim Perek Vav. That's all Rashi. However, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, understands these psukim differently. The Ramban in Baaloscha and in Ekev says that the wooden Aron mentioned in Parshas Ekev was a temporary Aron, and it held the broken Luchos temporarily, only until the Mishkan was built. Once the Mishkan was constructed and the golden Aron Kodesh was built by Bezalel, the broken Luchos and the second intact Luchos were placed together in that golden Aron Kodesh. This, says the Ramban, is the more accepted approach in Chazal, not the Yerushalmi that Rashi quoted, but the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Yudal, Amud Aleph, and elsewhere. Luchos, Veshivre Luchos, Munachim Ba'aron. Both the Luchos and the broken Luchos were placed together in the Aron. So the Ramban says that once the Mishkan was built, there was only one Aron, the golden Aron Kodesh. And while Rashi says that the wooden Aron traveled 3 days ahead of Bnei Yisrael, V'aron Bris Hashem Nosea Lifneihem Derech Shloshes Yamim, the Ramban disagrees and says that the Aron Kodesh traveled with the camp, not 3 days ahead. According to the Ramban, when the Torah says Va'aron Bris Hashem Nosea Lifneihem Derech Shloshes Yamim, the Torah means this: the Aron traveled at the head of the camp for 3 days. Usually the Aron traveled in the middle of the camp together with the rest of the Mishkan. But this first journey from Har Sinai, the first journey that Bnei Yisrael undertook on their way to Eretz Yisrael, the Aron traveled at the head. Not 3 days ahead, like Rashi said, but for 3 days. It traveled at the head because this was the first journey that Bnei Yisrael undertook on their way to Eretz Yisrael. And this theme that the Aron travels first, the Torah travels first, we follow know the Torah on our way into Eretz Yisrael, that theme, that message had to be instilled within the minds and hearts of Bnei Yisrael. But it was only a temporary thing most of the time. In fact, every other time that Bnei Yisrael traveled, the Aron Kodesh, the golden Aron Kodesh, which held the Luchos and the Shivrei Luchos, traveled in the Machane with the rest of the Mishkan, unless there was war. That is the Ramban. Have an amazing day, everyone.